For the last few days, we've been talking about the meeting in the air. And what a joyous time it's going to be for the saints of God. I've given you a picture of what it would be like when we meet our blessed Lord in the air. But for those that are left behind, the picture is quite different. Those that miss the meeting in the air, the great catching away of the saints, will face a future that's beyond description almost. Those that remain on this earth will face some terrifying days. The Trinity of Hell will be turned loose upon this earth. The devil, the Antichrist, the false prophet. During the 7 years of their diabolical reign, peace will be taken from the earth. A war will result that will cause famines and death by starvation, by the sword, and by the beast. In fact, Revelation tells us that at one time, more than 1 billion people will die from the famines and the starvation and the sword and the beast. The pit of hell will be open, and out of the bottomless pit will come horse-like creatures called locusts, on their heads, as it were, crowns of gold, faces as the face of a man, hair as the hair of a woman, teeth as the teeth of a lion. They will have tails like unto scorpions, and there will be stings in their tails, and their power will be to hurt men in 5 months. The sufferings of these people will be so severe they would seek to die, but death will flee from them. We see a picture of today's attitude, much like that of the parable of the 10 virgins, who was waiting for the appearance of the bridegroom. All were virgins, all slumbered, all slept. However, some were careless about their oil and their lamps, until the bridegroom came and the cry was made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go you out to meet him." And they all arose and trimmed their lamps, and those who were ready went in, and those who were neglectful was left out. We've been warned that at the coming of Jesus, two would be in the field. One would be taken, the other left. Two would be grinding at the mill. One shall be taken, the other left. Two in a bed. One would be taken and the other one left. And then the Bible tells us, "For as lightning cometh out of the east and shines even unto the west, also shall coming of the Son of Man be." This is the speed which the meeting in the air will take place, and the church will be gone. You'll have no time to pray or get ready. If you're not prepared prior to this, you're left behind. If you are left, and when you realize that you are left and the 7 years of tribulation are facing you, it will be the darkest moment of your life. But friend, God doesn't want this to happen to you. In Genesis chapter 6 and verse 3, the Lord said, "My spirit will not always strive with man." Isaiah 63 and 10 tells us, "But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. Therefore he was turned to be their enemy, and he fought against them." Friend, you don't have to be in this situation. Listen to what God told Ezekiel. In chapter 33 and verse 11, God told Ezekiel to tell them, "As I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked would turn from his evil way and live. For why will you die?" Now the opportunity is yours to get ready, if you will take the advantage, but timing is running out. Now, while you are concerned, call upon the Lord and make sure that you will be ready if he should come tonight. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you. This is C.M. Atkinson, the host of Give Me 5 Minutes. Join me here Monday through Friday at 1:25 p.m. on WZAP right here in Bristol, Virginia. I'm looking forward to being a blessing to you and your family.